very, very nervous finish, Neil Dukes.
Yeah, it was difficult. Certainly, if I wasn't great before, then I was after, because we killed ourselves. Some really weird calls, but yeah, I think 3 minutes to go though. We just needed to get through our sets. The call was put it dead, I put it in touch, and then I think Sam Hopkins got done for playing the ball too quick, basically, didn't play it correctly, which it's a joke, really. I'm not sure. We did just kill ourselves, and then the next one we got Liam Kay, who's carrying the ball from his own line. He got a one-on-one. The guy's obviously trying to get a ball steal. He gets into a wrestle. The ball comes out, and he does us for a knock-on. So we had to defend again. But I just said to the guys, I thought tactically we were all right. I thought we got to the spots, and we finished in the areas what we spoke about and got some success off the back of it. But what won us the game is the people working hard for one another, picking people up off the floor, and showing a lot of camaraderie between them, because I think every week it's got a little bit better, but today I thought they went to a new level. They looked like a team who wanted to work out for one another, and from a coach, I can't coach that. We can speak about technical bits, but shoulder to shoulder, they was outstanding working out for one another.
It was tough. I made it some penalty count of around about 16-10 against Lee. You got two sin binnings at the same time, effectively. That you can't keep expecting to win though if that type of penalty count's going against you, or you're getting guys in the sin bin.
No, again, touch wood. We've not been to Red Hall this year, so on that side of it, they're not really ridiculous and all in fights and all that. That's not been the case. A few technical ones and some which were, certainly was, but I'll say openly, and I watched a video. We got Darryl Griffin there slapping people at the face. Nothing gets done. There's some very, very weird calls there. I know John Shart's been in for a meeting this week with the AFL over some stuff, so I'm not sure how that's gone on the back of that, but we play the same way. Yeah, certainly technically now and again there's some high tackles in there where we got wrong footing and stuff, we need to get a little bit better, but we do actually pride ourselves on our penalties. Our current review of it over 10 games, I think it was at 9, and then we nearly doubled it with the Super League ref. Well, we've not done that much difference there, so if we're going to go to the line on it, then it should be 30-28 on penalties, because we're not that bad either. No, I will review it. There's some, like I said, that we're given, and I don't accept that, and then the players won't accept that, and we'll review that, and that's the first thing I'll be looking at tomorrow. But there's certainly got to be some consistency, because some stuff was happening in open play there that was just being ignored.
Well, here you are, you're at the top of the table again. You got Batley next week. Did you pick up any injuries? And, of course, I've got to say, Rangi Chase. Here he was. When did you decide Rangi was playing?
We just had to make a few late calls on the squad this week, so we weren't in the 19-man squad. What made it a little bit easier for myself, and we spoke about it directly after the Toulouse game, was our performance levels was nowhere near good. If they was, then he wouldn't have played this week. If the guys that have been selected this week played well, they'd have played next week, and that's how this team's going to be, and it doesn't matter. I mean, international caps you've got, that's the standard across the board, and that's the accountability that as coaches we put on the players, and it's open and honest. But I think come to the back end of the week, we made a decision on that, and I just thought, he did great. I thought he could have probably tried too hard on occasions, but he kept it real simple, and like I say, I think he had an hand in probably two or three line breaks that we had, and he came up with a try himself. Really relaxed kicking game. I thought Martin Ridyard on the other side come up with one of his best games today, just controlling the team. Asked the same questions on our kicks. I think we got two successes on the back of it. So yeah, I was really happy with the communication between all pivots, our nines, and getting through it. As I said, probably just individually, just come up with some soft players, and rightly so, probably some poor penalties.